Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be tackling How to Get Rich by Felix Dennis. Now, you know, you might not be shooting for a yacht and private jet kind of life,
right?
But this book is full of lessons that apply to just everyday business success. So
let's jump in and see how some of these ideas can work for you.
You know, it's fascinating how Dennis starts off. He kind of shatters that whole get rich quick myth right off the bat. He lays out all these different levels of wealth,
right?
You know, from comfortable poor all the way up to filthy rich. And it's not just about the money. It's about how accessible that wealth is.
Yeah, she has those tables in the book. And it really kind of hits you that, you know, having millions tied up in assets isn't the same as having millions in cash to spend. Like, he uses that example of the Duke of Westminster. He inherits billions, and suddenly your job becomes protecting that fortune, not spending it. Exactly. And Dennis also emphasizes the impact of taxes, which is something people often overlook, I think. He points out that even people with massive assets might have way less liquid cash than you would think. It's a good reality check for anyone fantasizing about, like, instant riches.
So no magic money tree, then. But Dennis does offer a roadmap. He debunks this idea that you need one single brilliant idea to strike it rich. He even jokes about his own failed Spider-Man gun concept.
Right.
It's really about execution, not just the idea itself.
Yeah, and that's where his motto comes in, just get busy getting rich.
Mm-hmm.
It's about action, you know, not just daydreaming. So think about your own business ideas. Are you taking concrete steps, or are you letting the fear of failure hold you back?
He calls this fear the 800-pound gorilla, and he argues that it leads to committees and blame shifting and basically paralyzes action. He shares this story about being talked out of starting a computer magazine.
Yeah.
Which ended up being a huge she success for someone else.
Ouch. Yeah, that's like the classic example of paralysis by analysis. Dennis would probably tell you to just take a calculated risk and go for it. You know, it's not about being reckless, but it is about understanding that inaction can be just as costly as failure.
So how do we tame this gorilla then? Dennis suggests viewing the whole pursuit of wealth as a game, not in a frivolous way, but as a way to keep perspective and resilience.
Right. He quotes Rudyard Kipling's If, and he emphasizes how important it is to treat success and failure equally. It's all about maintaining that playful mindset and being able to bounce back from setbacks.
He even compares it to convincing yourself that you can win. You know, it's that internal belief that fuels action and persistence. Okay, so we're ready to play the game, but how do we actually get the capital to get started? Dennis breaks down investors into these categories: fishes, sharks, and dolphins.
I love that analogy. Fishes are helpful, but they're small scale, you know, maybe early stage investors, or even like friends and family. Then you've got the sharks. Those are the predatory types, more focused on their own gain. And then the dolphins kind of fall somewhere in between.
He tells this great story about securing his first printing deal by leveraging relationships with those fishes. It highlights the power of networking and persistence, especially when you're first starting out.
But he also warns about getting tangled up with the wrong sharks. It's all about understanding investor motivations and being careful about who you partner with.
And this leads to one of Dennis's most powerful principles, ownership. He is incredibly blunt about this. He says that ownership is not the most important thing. It is the only thing that counts.
Yeah. And he shares stories about refusing to give up equity, even when he was under a lot of pressure to do so. He even describes this thing called a Mexican shootout clause that's included in some shareholder agreements, where partners basically bid against each other for control. It sounds intense.
It really does. But it shows how crucial ownership is in the business world. But what happens when your business starts to grow? Dennis emphasizes diversification, making more baskets, as he calls it.
He compares it to Richard Branson's approach, branching out into related but different areas. So think about it, spreading risk, capitalizing on new opportunities. Are you exploring those avenues in your business?
And Dennis is so honest about his own successes and failures with diversification.
Mm-hmm.
For example, he talks about leveraging his existing magazine infrastructure to jump into the booming internet market.
Right. But he also admits to missing some opportunities, especially in areas he wasn't passionate about. It's a reminder that diversification needs to be strategic and aligned with your core strengths.
This ties into another key point, focus. He uses the unexpected success of his Kung Fu Monthly magazine as an example.
Yeah, initially it was supposed to be a short-lived venture, but it really took off after Bruce Lee's sudden death because it created this massive public interest. And Dennis, with his laser focus on that niche, was perfectly positioned to capitalize on that.
It's amazing how focus and timing can work together like that. But sometimes focus requires cutting loose, letting go of things that are hindering your progress.
Yeah, that can mean distancing yourself from relationships that are draining, or even abandoning projects that no longer serve your goals. Dennis is open about how emotionally tough these decisions can be, and he emphasizes that success often comes with tough choices.
He also talks about choosing the right mountain, finding the industry or niche that truly resonates with you.
He has this funny story about almost starting a beer brewing company, but ultimately he decided against it because his heart wasn't fully in it, even though it had potential. So it's all about aligning your passion and your business goals.
So we've covered a lot of ground today. We talked about taming that fear, finding capital, the importance of ownership, and the power of focus and diversification. We even learned about some pretty cutthroat investor tactics.
Yeah, and all of that is really just the tip of the iceberg. Dennis goes on to share even more practical advice on things like managing cash flow, negotiating effectively, and navigating the complexities of going public.
And we'll be diving into all of that in the next part of this deep dive. So stay tuned. There's much more to uncover, and we wouldn't want you to miss it.
Welcome back to our deep dive into Felix Dennis's How to Get Rich.
Last time we talked about some of Dennis's core principles like ownership and diversification, but he doesn't just leave us with those high-level concepts. He actually gets into the nitty-gritty of how to actually build a business.
Yeah, one of the things he really stresses is the importance of recognizing and reinforcing failure.
That sounds counterintuitive. Isn't failure something we should be trying to avoid?
Exactly. But Dennis argues that we often try to salvage these failing projects instead of just cutting our losses and moving on. He tells this story about pouring millions of dollars into a CD-ROM magazine. It was called Blender.
Yes, back in the days of those shiny discs.
Right. It was supposed to be this cutting-edge concept, won all these awards, generated a lot of buzz, but customers just weren't buying it. Dennis realized he was basically clinging to a sinking ship, even though it was this really cool idea at the time.
So it's about knowing when to pivot, even when it's emotionally tough. Which brings us back to focus. Dennis talks about how his laser focus on that niche market of Kung Fu allowed him to capitalize on the unexpected death of Bruce Lee.
Yeah, he had this whole stash of exclusive photos and interviews and was able to ride that wave of public interest for years. It's a great example of how being prepared and focused can sometimes lead to unexpected success.
It's like that saying, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity.
Yeah.
Dennis also emphasizes the importance of persistence, especially when it comes to securing funding.
Oh, absolutely. He talks about those early struggles trying to convince investors, facing constant rejection and skepticism. But he had this unwavering belief in his vision, even when others doubted him.
He even says, I would not be a wage slave. I would not take no for an answer. I would not give in. Talk about determination.
Right. But Dennis also acknowledges that persistence without strategy is pointless. It's about working smart, not just hard.
He talks about choosing the right mountain to climb, meaning finding that industry or niche that aligns with your passions and skills. And speaking of which, he almost launched a beer brewing company.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But he realized it wasn't truly the right fit for him, despite the potential. So he cut it loose and focused on his strengths in publishing and media.
That's a good reminder for all of us to check in with ourselves and make sure we're actually pursuing something that we genuinely care about. Now, as your business grows, delegation becomes crucial. Dennis admits that he was a bit of a control freak in the early days.
I can relate to that.
Right. He tried to do everything himself, but as his ventures expanded, he realized he needed to empower others. So he talks about setting clear goals, providing the necessary resources, and then stepping back to let his team do their thing.
He even developed this system where he kept veto power for major decisions, but avoided micromanaging the day-to-day operations.
Yeah, it's all about striking that balance between control and giving your team the freedom to actually thrive. And speaking of letting go, Dennis is very open about the personal challenges that come with wealth. He talks about the need to sometimes distance yourself from relationships that are holding you back.
Yeah, and he's very candid about the strains on his personal life, acknowledging that his single-minded pursuit of success definitely came at a cost.
He also talks about the temptations of wealth, the allure of excess, and that pressure to maintain a certain lifestyle.
Right. It's a good reminder that even with financial success, there are still all these hurdles to navigate. He tells this crazy story about a Mexican shootout clause that was in one of his shareholder agreements.
What is that?
It basically forced him to bid against his own partners, for full control of one of his companies.
Wow, that sounds like something out of a movie.
It really does. But it just highlights that cutthroat nature of business at the highest levels.
You know, despite all the challenges, Dennis ultimately argues that getting rich is a game worth playing. He encourages readers to embrace the journey, savor the victories, and learn from the inevitable setbacks.
He's definitely a big believer in the you only live once philosophy, urging people to go after their dreams and make the most of their time.
But he also cautions against becoming a slave to money. He talks about the importance of giving back, investing wisely, and actually enjoying the fruits of your labor.
It's not just about accumulating wealth. It's about living a fulfilling life. And that leads us to one of Dennis's most powerful messages, fear nothing.
Which seems a bit paradoxical after a whole book about the challenges and risks of getting rich.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But he's reminding us that fear is just a natural part of the human experience. We can't let it paralyze us from pursuing our goals.
He encourages us to embrace our insignificance in the grand scheme of things, to be bold, take risks, and live without regrets.
So far, we've explored Dennis's unique perspective on wealth, his practical business advice, and even some of the personal challenges he faced along the way.
But there's still more to uncover.
In the final part of our deep dive, we'll be looking at his insights on negotiation, going public, and his surprisingly profound reflections on the meaning of life and legacy. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into how to get rich. We've covered so much ground, from Dennis's, you know, practical business tips to his really candid reflections on the personal side of wealth. But in these final chapters, he gets into some really intense topics.
Yeah, it's like he's giving us this crash course in the high-stakes world of big business. I mean, we're talking hardcore negotiation tactics, the whole, you know, risks and rewards of going public, and even Dennis's own experience with a hostile takeover attempt.
Right. He tells this wild story about how his UK publishing empire almost got swallowed up by this media giant called Ziff Davis. It was like a classic David versus Goliath situation.
Yeah. Dennis describes having to fight tooth and nail, you know, rallying his team, building alliances to try and fend off this takeover. It really shows his tenacity and that unwavering belief in his company.
And it really underscores that core principle we talked about earlier. Ownership. Remember his statement, ownership is not the most important thing. It is the only thing that counts. This story really drives that point home.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that even when you achieve a certain level of success, there are always going to be challenges to navigate. And protecting your ownership is absolutely crucial.
This also ties into his perspective on going public. He's actually quite cautious about it. He argues that it can transform a company from a profit-driven enterprise into this growth-obsessed machine. And he worries about becoming beholden to shareholders and analysts.
He shares his own experience taking a U.S. company public. And while it was financially successful, he felt like he lost a certain degree of control and flexibility. So ultimately, he decided to sell his shares and go back to running private companies.
It's an interesting perspective. We often hear about going public as like the ultimate goal. But Dennis reminds us that it's not always the best path, especially if it means sacrificing your vision or autonomy.
Now, beyond all the business strategies, Dennis gets incredibly personal in these last chapters. He's really honest about the sacrifices he made along the way. He talks about the strain on his relationships, the temptations of excess, and that constant pressure to maintain his wealth.
Yeah, he even recounts this harrowing experience with Legionnaire's disease,
right,
which really forced him to confront his own mortality. It's a powerful reminder that wealth, no matter how vast, can't shield us from the realities of life and death.
And it's in those moments of reflection that Dennis starts grappling with those bigger questions, you know, like, is it all worth it?
Yeah.
He acknowledges the allure of riches, but he also emphasizes the importance of finding meaning and purpose beyond the money.
He encourages readers to pursue their passions, give back to their communities, and build relationships that bring genuine fulfillment. He talks about leaving a legacy that extends beyond just financial success.
And he ends the book with that same powerful message that we've heard throughout, fear nothing. He reminds us that we're all just passing through this life, so we might as well embrace the unknown, take risks, and chase our dreams.
So what does it all mean? What are the key takeaways from our deep dive into how to get rich?
Well, for me, it's about recognizing that wealth is more than just money. It's about ownership, control, and the freedom to pursue your passions. It's about building something meaningful, taking calculated risks, and living a life without regrets.
It's about remembering that success is a journey, not a destination. And it's about learning from both our triumphs and our failures. Felix Dennis's story is a testament to that.
Absolutely. He's incredibly candid about his mistakes, his setbacks, and the personal costs of his ambition. But he also shows us that with hard work, persistence, and a little bit of luck, it's possible to achieve extraordinary things.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive into how to get rich. We hope you found it insightful, thought-provoking, and maybe even a little bit inspiring.
If you enjoyed this deep dive and you don't want to miss out on any future episodes, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We're always diving into these fascinating topics and extracting those golden nuggets of knowledge just for you.
Until next time, keep diving deep and keep learning.